you were like, yeah, you've always given me short king energy. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm a cis woman of average height, and I personally don't care about height of men when it comes to dating. I do judge men who lie about it on dating apps, though.
Spooky, uppies, uppies, uppies.
Tinder just declared war on short kings, which is a huge take.
Yeah.
It's a massive take. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen, and I have never dated under 6 foot.
Hello, my name's Blake Pavey, and I'm a short 6'5".
Are you?
Yeah.
I've got a tape measure actually right here. No, I actually don't.
Shit. 6'5", 5'11", tomato, tomato.
Welcome to The Hookup. This is so great to have you here, Blake. You are obviously filling in for Dee Salmon, who is normally in this chair. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think if there's anybody that loves Darcy Moore more than Dee Salmon, it is Blake Pavey. I've literally worn my Collingwood jumper here on record today.
Oh my God.
I'm feeling the love. This is quite an upgrade from my last appearance on the show. I've
really?
Gone from guest straight to co-host.
Oh, yeah,
in
true.
One appearance.
That is true. Well, to be fair, it was like 2 years ago, actually. It was a while.
It was ages ago.
And we were in a real dingy radio studio, and now we're in our gorgeous janitor's closet.
I remember vividly the lights didn't work, and you were on record interviewing me while trying to fix lights at the same time.
That sounds like ABC to me.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. I'm glad that we could have you in a bit more of a gorgeous environment.
No, thank you. This is great. I'm loving this.
Yeah. Shout out if you are listening to us. You can actually listen via Spotify, and we also are on YouTube as a podcast as well.
Let's go.
So you can have a look at Blake's jumper as well as figuring out whether you are actually lying about your height right now. That is what we're going to be covering in this episode. You've clicked on it. It is about height in dating. And it's weird, Blake, because we've actually never really done this, at least while I've been on the show. And I've done The Hookup for a couple of years, and I went through our archives. The last time that we did touch on height was in 2021.
Ooh.
So it's 2025 now. It's obviously still such a sticking point for people and how they date, how it's affecting their love life. Yep. I'm sure that you talk to your friends about it as well, right?
Mostly when we were all single. Now we've sort of like, since 2021, 4 years of growth physically and emotionally.
Huge.
So now we're all in relationships. Luckily, it doesn't come up as much now, but especially on the apps, it was huge.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely get into that. So in this episode, we are going to cover height and how it actually affects your dating life. If it actually matters, we're going to look at like the kind of cultural obsession with height, short and tall. We're going to try and figure out as well where this height superiority comes from. And we're going to bust some myths about height preference, because shout out to the short kings and queens and tall girlies as well, if you're listening. There's a lot to be said about that.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into it. Okay, so Blake, it's really great to have you on this episode, because I do feel like this is a little bit of a hetero topic when you are thinking about dating like men and women and what height matters to people.
Yep.
So I'm glad that you're here, but I did want to ask you about like your experiences with this. Is it something that in your dating life while you were single, like was something that you thought about?
Not particularly. I think I'm around the average height, so I feel like I've always sort of stayed in the middle. I've never been a short king, really. That when we were on the phone talking about this episode the other day, you were like, yeah, you've always given me short king energy. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
I know.
But the more I thought about it, I was just like, no, it's kind of, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have short king energy.
There's sometimes when you have like a parasocial relationship with someone online and you think they're a certain height and then you meet them. And that's what happened with me and you. Like I met you and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of taller than I thought.
And I
think short king energy, like, you can interpret it so many different ways. Like it can be like a bit of a derogatory term for some people, which we will definitely get into. But before we even got into this room and started recording, like you were talking to me about some of your exes, and one of them was actually taller than you.
Yes. Yeah. Not heaps taller than me.
Not like a foot?
No, not like a foot. But on stage doing stand up, the way I talk about it, you would think it was about 4 feet taller. But it was only about 1 or 2 centimeters. And I kind of liked playing into that dynamic because it was kind of just a funny little joke. I think, what am I, like 179? I think she was 180, 181 or something like that.
Yeah.
And just when we were at home and there was something high on a shelf that I definitely could also reach, but I would literally call her in from another room just like, Pookie, uppies, uppies, uppies. And it would really piss her off. And then it was funny little rage bait.
Have you ever felt like, are on the other side of it. Like, sure, you're like, I'm fine with my height. I'm kind of an average height for a guy. But when you were dating people, were they ever like, I don't know, like make a thing of it? Or were they also just like, nah, you're kind of sitting in the middle for me and it's chill?
I think I've always luckily just sat in the middle. I can't vividly remember anybody bringing up height for me negatively.
So this is like the one time that being mid is actually kind of great.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Because I don't know what the average height is.
Okay, like, well, I do.
Oh, let's go.
We actually did some research on this, and you are taller than the average height.
Let's go.
So in Australia, the average height is around 5'9".
Yep.
So on the record, you're 5'11".
Yep.
So
actually, I would like to, I think it might be 5'10".
See what I mean?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
But that's also just because I think the reason I get so confused is because I maybe measured myself once and then kind of got the number skewed. I can go anywhere from like 175 to 180 on any given day.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting, because I've actually dated people and they said that they were 6'3 on a good day. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, just have a good day every day, please, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, and we're going to get into like the adding the centimeters as well. But yeah, 5'9" for men. For women, it is 5'3", in fact.
Ooh.
Which is really short.
That's shorter than I thought it would be.
I'm 5'6", and I constantly thought I was like average height. But I also have a thing where I've always wanted to be shorter.
Yeah, right.
I've always wanted like short energy because I really like short girl energy. I think it's really fun, kind of like Sabrina Carpenter vibes.
Yeah, I get that.
And I think there's actually like a bigger complex as to why I feel like I deserve to be shorter, which is interesting. And we will get into that.
Damn, okay. But just on the other side, do you, like when you are talking to a bloke, do you care about height when like you're in the dating scene?
Admittedly. Yes.
Yep.
Famously, I've been known to date tall boys.
Yep.
Like I said at the start, I have never dated anyone under 6 foot.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I have definitely had crushes on people who have been a little bit shorter.
Yep.
You know, actually, when I first started working for Triple J, I was a receptionist. And I remember back in the day when they actually had celebrities come in and do interviews before COVID.
Yep.
This is like years before
COVID. The medium of radio died.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Zac Efron came in.
Oh.
And you know what?
He's
short? Gagged. I was literally like, oh my God, I'm still so attracted to you. But I was like, he's so short.
Yeah.
And it's the energy that he brings. He has a confidence about himself that makes him feel taller.
Do you know, I had that kind of same experience last week when I was in Perth.
I met
John Cena again. I'll be completely honest, shorter than I remember him being.
Shorter than
one, because I was like, we were about the same height. And that really filled me with joy and confidence. Yeah.
And also, he's like peak male performance.
Yes.
Like when it comes to masculinity.
100%.
It's John fucking Cena.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to definitely get into that and talk about the kind of like the masculinity element of it and the energy that you bring. But I know we have a lot of international listeners, so I quickly want to say the global average male height is 5'7.5". So shorter than Australia.
Damn.
And then women are 5'2.5". So just a little bit shorter there.
Yeah.
Obviously, this topic, we wanted to know, particularly guys, how they feel about it, because it is such a sticking point. And as we've spoken about, like, it's something that we're talking about and it's a cultural movement. We asked you on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup, guys, do you think height affects your dating life? Overwhelmingly, they said yes. So over half of you at 54% said, yeah, I do think so. 30% said no, and 17% said unsure. But the general reaction, Blake, and I feel like you won't be super surprised by this, was guys saying that, especially if you are under those average heights and you're feeling it. Nuno saying, it's such a thing. Many women ask you to swipe left if you don't meet the quota. And Carl saying, I'm 5'7", straight male. Filter me if you're taller, that's fine. But getting filtered by women who are shorter than me sucks.
Thank you, Kyle, for that one.
We had this one from Chinmay as well, who sent us a voice memo talking about his experience.
So as a shorter Asian guy, I've definitely noticed how much height plays a role in dating, especially on apps like Hinge or Tinder. Girls often put height photos or prompts like, oh, 6 foot tall or taller than me. And it's hard not to feel a little discouraged when you don't fit that. There have been times where I've really clicked with someone. Great connection, good vibes. But then she says she would prefer somebody taller. And that's always disappointing. Not because you can't respect her preference, but because it feels like everything else you bring in doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know if it's, maybe it's because I am in the middle of it and I maybe not haven't experienced it, but every time I've maybe had a good connection with someone, but there's just something I'm not quite attracted to, I don't tell them. I just lie and then ghost because I'm a real man, okay? Yeah. I would never, So like if I was a lady, I probably would just be like, ah, just wasn't vibing, man. And then to my friends, I'd be like, he's a fucking hobbit.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would do.
I know exactly what you mean. And I think there's something to be said about the fact that it's like, if you can't change it within 5 minutes, like, don't tell somebody.
Yes.
And height is something that you really cannot change. No. It is really, really tough, which is why we had so many people who came through and they were like, Chinmay, being like, it's so disappointing. Like, it's really disheartening. It feels like you're taken out of the race for something you literally cannot control.
Yeah.
So it is definitely a thing that you're feeling. And I think, like, you know, Chinmay, bringing up the apps, like, let's talk about that, because obviously this is where most people are meeting, and the height filter is definitely a thing. I remember back in the day swiping on apps, and I remember guys always saying, I'm 6 foot blah. Apparently that matters.
Right, yeah.
And it's like definitely like a sticking point for people. And we actually did some research and found out that with Bumble, apparently the majority of women on this app set their minimum height for men that they're looking for that they'll match with at 6 feet tall. So that actually limits them to 15% of the population. So like I said with Chinmay, it's like it's cutting out like so many people, it's filtering out.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like I kind of get it. Like, I think it's, just, yeah, cool.
Like you like what you like. And
yeah,
that's
exactly. I just, yeah, it's one of those things you can't change that in 5 minutes either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are things true. That I like that I can't really change, but I just swipe away. I think just for ladies, yeah, sure. Like, if I was a lady, I'd probably just want a tall boy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've had a girlfriend who's taller than me. That was cool.
Well, you know, going back to the app stuff, right? So Tinder actually had this whole, like, massive thing in June this year. So a couple of months ago, where they were like, hey, guys, we're thinking about actually putting a filter out on the apps because most apps that you use now, like Hinge, I don't know if Bumble does height filters, but I know Hinge does.
Yeah.
You do have to pay for it, I'm pretty sure, as well. But it's pretty common for people to have their height in their profile, whereas Tinder didn't have that. So they were like, let's launch this beta thing. And people's reactions to this, Blake, were like, oh my God, fuck no.
Really?
Like, guys were pissed.
Like on Reddit and stuff like
that. Yeah. So I was like trawling through a couple of Reddit things and like looking at some old articles. And in general, people were like not about it. Like someone here said, Tinder just declared war on short kings, which is a huge take.
Yeah.
It's a massive take. But yeah, like, what do you think about that? Like, obviously, I mean, well, you were kind of just saying before, like, you reckon that that's fair enough. Like, you like what you like.
Yeah. I think the paid thing, if you're paying to like segregate height, I think you deserve to just like have the tall boys. If you're paying for that, it probably means you give a shit, all right?
Yeah.
But I just think also, you know, the blokes like going in on Reddit forums, complaining about it, I feel like wouldn't it just like, would it not make them just lie about their height more on the apps? I feel like it could enhance the problem.
Yeah, I think so too. And this is like something that a lot of people said when they were reacting to this. Also, there were a bunch of guys saying like, why don't we just put a weight filter on? And why don't we put an everything filter on?
Yep.
So it's like, where do you draw the line? But going back to the lying thing, that's really interesting because we asked you on our polls as well on our Instagram, guys, have you ever lied about your height? 24% of you said yes. 76% said no.
I'm going to say right now, that is a bullshit number. I think there are liars in that poll.
I agree.
Yep.
100%.
I reckon that's weighing more 50-50 if everybody's being completely honest.
Well, here's the thing. I was so sus on these numbers, 24% of you saying I've lied about it, when you literally came in and you were literally like, now wait a sec, maybe not 5'11".
Yes.
Don't change my Star Now profile.
Yes.
Like on my Wikipedia or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't. Exactly. Please no. Don't touch it.
Like the fact that we all add a little bit, and this is women as well, like there are stats and research to show that men in general did actually add 2.2 centimeters on average to their height. Like you're embellishing, you're adding some mayo on.
That's crazy. I understand maybe a centimeter, or if you're like me, you're sort of like 179 centimeters. Yeah, sure, round up. Go 180.
Yeah.
But two is crazy. Anything over two is wild.
Well, 2.2 is generally the average that people add the mayo on, and this is some stats and we'll put it all in our show notes. But I was so sus on this 24% saying that you've lied that I actually said to you, could you please put a poll up on your Instagram and find out what your audience said. So you ask them the same thing. You say, guys, have you lied about your height? What are the results?
The results on my poll, they were a little bit better, I think. 34% said yes, 66% no. But then I also had a bit of a deep dive into who was voting in the poll. A lot of women were going yes, no! yes, and hoping that I didn't look. But I also think...
The data is skewed.
Yes, I think it is a little bit skewed. But I also agree with my poll more. I think women are just more honest about this shit.
Yes, I think we are as well.
And they're turning us in.
I feel like I'm like Donald Trump. I'm like, recount.
Yes, like, exactly.
Recount now. No, but that doesn't surprise me, I guess. I do think in general people are embarrassed about lying about this as well. And I will say that a huge reaction on our DMs, Blake, was women saying that they have a massive gripe about guys lying about their height on dating apps. So Amanda saying the insecurity is unattractive, not the height. Lali saying my ex lied about his height. I was okay with the height, but not the lying. He was insecure and lying was a theme in our relationship, as it turned out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we also got this voice memo from Erin.
I'm a cis woman of average height and I personally don't care about height of men when it comes to dating. I do judge men who lie about it on dating apps though, because it tells me one, you're insecure about your own height, and two, you're okay with starting an interaction with a lie and you think you can get away with it. I would much rather a confident short king any day than a guy that tells me he's 6'3 and he's 5'11 and thinks that I won't notice.
So obviously a lot of you saying that you had an issue with men lying, but I was thinking, you know, at the end of the day, 24% of you said that you did lie about your height. These are guys. So then we asked a follow-up. We said, did you get more matches if you made your height taller? So out of that 24% of you, you said 55% of you said, yes, I did.
Damn.
So unfortunately, like, everything that we're seeing right now is pointing to the fact that, like, if you are a taller male and you're dating women, like, as a hetero guy, you are going to be more successful, likely, in dating.
Right.
And so I kind of wanted to switch it around and see from the other perspective and be like, okay, who actually really cares about this? Do people really care about his height as much as men perceive it to be? And we asked you, do people dating men, do you care about height? 61% of you said yes. So... that's the thing with me. I have to confess. I obviously said at the start that I am a big heightist. I mean, I didn't say those words, but that's pretty much what I was implying, unfortunately. I actually used to filter my dating apps, right?
Yeah.
And I was that person paying to filter things when I first hopped on them.
You paid for it?
I put money into it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude. But see, you paid for it. Let you have it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's the thing. I was like, I'm not going on here to like find the love of my life.
Mm.
I'm in my like picky mode where I'm like, of course I want the cream of the crop because I want exactly what I want.
Yep.
I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to settle down. I'm just kind of like having fun and being single and like loving life.
And it is literally what those apps are for.
The function is there for
Yes, exactly.
And yes, sure, they take my money and that was embarrassing. And did I put it up to 6'3"? Yes, I did.
Of course.
Because
why
I
not?
Was like, that's what I like.
Yep.
And historically, like, that's who I've been dating. So we asked you about, like, how much you care about it. And something that kept coming up, Blake, was the tall girls really care about dating tall.
Yep.
And I think this is fair enough. Catherine saying, I'm a tall girl, so height matters to me for this reason. Ash saying, I'm 6'3". The short gals are taking all the tall lads. And Alexa backing this up as well, saying, I'm 6'1", and tall men love tiny girls. It's such a common matchup, and it bums me out.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like, the girls were really upset about this.
The taller girls are the ones that are most forgotten about.
In 100%.
Every way, shape, or form. Like, short girls, they've got, like, I'm short, Short blokes are like little goblins. Like, they're fun to make
fun
of.
They've got a lot of media attention on them.
Yes, exactly. Guys like my height, we just fly under the radar.
Absolutely.
Nobody really gives a shit. Tall guys, cream of the crop, cool, good on yous. Tall girls, they made that one really shitty Netflix movie about it.
And wait, did they?
Yeah, it's literally called Tall Girl. And her struggle in the film, I bet you can guess what it is.
Being tall.
Yep.
I remember it now because it went viral.
Yes.
She was literally like, my life sucks. Yes. Or like, you think your life is hard?
Yep.
Try being 6 foot.
And do you know who they get to play her short, cute, petite little sister?
Who?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Shut up.
Yep.
I have to watch it.
Yeah, please
do. Done it before getting into this episode. But you're right. Tall girls do get forgotten about. And like, we had so many people in the DM saying like, I'm actually sick of this really short woman matched with a massive guy.
Mm.
And I'm like, where are the tall guys for us? Like, I just want to be able able to like look someone in the eye and make out with them. Another thing was heels as well, and Alice sent us this.
I don't really think about height all that much, but in saying that, I'm also kind of a tall woman. I'm 5'8", and all I really want out of my partner is for them to be same height, if not a little bit taller than me when I'm wearing heels.
Yeah, I'm not a big heels person, so this doesn't come up for me a lot, but I actually will, when I go on a first date, I'll actually try and wear a flat shoe because I want to know.
That's fair enough. In reading the guy's DM, sorry to go back to it, but it is just it's an inescapable lie if you are going to lie about your height. If you're going into it with the intention of seeing this person in public and seeing them face to face, you've fucked yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. The main thing is just a lot of people, I think a lot of people, especially heteronormative couples, they just want to, like blokes like me, they just want to feel tall and masculine. Mm-hmm. Girls want to feel like short and, I don't know what the word is.
Petite.
Yeah.
Petite, feminine.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's like that kind of like societal pressure, and you are like born into a world where you are kind of praised for being a blokey bloke, like a big broad dude, like someone who's protective.
Yes.
And as a woman on the other side, you are also praised if you are small and you are little and, you know, feminine and stuff like that. And that's something that like really came through in the DMs. Like people were really agreeing on this and saying this is why people care. Kath saying men needing women to be bigger than the female partner exists because of the patriarchy. Women are then called shallow for then withstanding patriarchal idealizations. Huge. Joanne saying, as a tall plus size woman, I'm big in almost every space I enter. I like a partner to be my size or bigger because I hate being big and overpowering. But that being said, tall and short ones have all treated me like crap, so I filter for what I like. And Myra again saying, I've had a deep self-esteem issues my whole life about being a tall girl. That's why I can't even imagine dating someone shorter and feeling even bigger than I already am. We even got a DM from Lily, which I was just like blown away a bit by. She says, I'm just shy of 5 foot and female. On one side, I'm often fetishized about how tiny I am, but on the other, I prefer men to be 6 foot-ish and up, which is ridiculous, and I have no right when I am such a short human. However, self-reflection tells me it's a lot about feeling small. When our lives as women are told we need to be small and attractive, it's deeply seated. I think that really stood out to me because it truly is so deeply ingrained in us that even someone who is shy of 5 feet is like, I must have someone who is taller than me. So I think like the takeaway from this for me is like it's not just guys who are feeling insecure about it, it's like women as well. I don't know about you, but I was getting like a lot of DMs and reading this and being like, is height now fetishized? Like, do you think that people literally want a sexual attraction to height to the point where it's like almost counted as like boobs or ass or like whatever?
Right.
Do you think that is like the case?
Maybe. I think it depends on who you talk to. I think it depends on how extreme you want to go with it. I think in Lily's case, I feel like her wanting someone that's over 6 foot, that's just, I feel like that is just preference. I would really like to sit down and have a chat with the blokes who are over 6 foot and want someone below 5 feet.
Mm.
That's a red flag to me.
100%.
That's sus. That is sus as fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I swear on this podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I've ripped like 7 of them and I wasn't sure of the vibe.
We say the C word.
Oh, let's go.
I don't even know why I censor myself. Cunt. Yeah,
let's
no, go. You can say it. Yeah. But it is sus as fuck. Like,
yes.
It is really strange. And it's weird because I feel like the fetishization of it can flip so many different ways.
Mm.
We had a few DMs about this. So Samuel saying, I'm over 6 foot and I feel constantly objectified for it. Like comments saying, I like you because you're tall.
Oh, dude, Samuel relates so hard, brother.
I mean, like, I totally understand, Sam. Like, I'm like, yep, that is a thing. But I think like there's some objectification that we have to save space for and be like, that's kind of worse than that. But Ruby also saying, I'm 6'5", I'm a woman, and it's extremely hard for me to find men who either don't care that I'm this tall or they're shorter and they sort of fetishize over me.
Oh.
So that's like the whole like Glamazonian kink thing.
Yes, yep.
Which is definitely a thing. And I think I was... You know what's so weird? I feel like I was first introduced to that like through Futurama. I feel like there was an episode where there was like some giant tall character and I was literally like, oh, this is a thing. Like guys sometimes really love a tall woman.
Like donkey and dragon vibes in Shrek.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God, spot on. I'm so glad you're here. We also got this voice memo from Nathan talking about it.
I think height difference has become a normalized fetish, like boobs. Boobs aren't inherently sexual, but a lot of people find them to be quite sexual. So it's just considered to be normal. And the same thing with height difference. Like if you have to tilt your entire head all the way back and be on your tippy toes to kiss your partner, I think it's a little weird. And also, I feel like it becomes more about how the power difference is rather than the actual height, because I've made people feel like they're smaller than me, or like they prefer something taller, but they physically feel smaller than me and they liked it. They got turned on and then they were interested in me. So it's like, it really wasn't about the actual size difference. It's about the power and fantasy that comes from that size difference. And you can do certain things to exaggerate that.
Sorry, Nathan. I find that so interesting.
Yeah.
And I think bringing up the power play is like an interesting point as well.
Yes. I'm glad he brought up the power play, because when he was sort of first getting into that, I was struggling to understand how you make height sexy. Like when he did the boobs comparison, I was like, yes, boobs aren't inherently sexual, but you can make them, you know, you can have a little bit of fun. How do you do that with height? Yeah. You can't just like pop a leg out and be like, ooh, fuck, yeah, give that to me.
Yeah, like huge like shins or yeah, like, you exactly. know, whatever, thighs. I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it? And I think like the fantasy part of it, like obviously like in media, like all the time, like we're just being fed like the same story about like what is attractive and what is masculine and what is good. And I don't know, like, I hate to bring up smart, and I always feel like I am bringing it up on this podcast, but like everything that you read, like there's never a short king character who is like the protagonist in this. And it just goes for like any kind of love story, I guess. Yeah. The thing that I'm sort of like trying to grapple with and understand here, and I want to talk about like short man syndrome in this case, is because I think that the byproduct of all of this height pressure, all of the time that your like society, media, and everything is basically saying to any guy who's typically short is basically like, you're shit, you suck, you're ugly, you're not attractive, and no one likes you.
Yep.
Then I feel like the byproduct of that is short man syndrome.
Right, yep.
So if anyone is like maybe not across what that is, like, do you want to give like a explanation?
I would see short man syndrome as somebody who refuses to embrace the fact that they're short, and it just leads into nothing but insecurity, and maybe that results in them lashing out onto other people and sort of, not that their height is a problem at all, but making their problem other people's problem. And especially sort of when you go into Reddit threads and sort of maybe more manosphere red pill spaces.
Yes.
That's when you maybe run into that. That's how I would sort of describe it.
I feel like you hit the nail on the head with that. And, you know, we had so many people come through and say that they've had experiences dating where they were literally like, this guy is fine, but he had short man syndrome, and it really put me off.
Yep.
One of those people being Danielle.
Okay.
I'd absolutely prefer to date men taller than me. Any guys that I have dated that were shorter than me, generally like meek, mild men, or they have the, not to be rude, but the old short guy syndrome. Like, absolutely, it feels like it's a thing. I mean, and hopefully, not hopefully, but maybe there's a female equivalent too, but man almighty, I have absolutely had some bad dates, bad experiences.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had quite a few people say this, and Connor came through with this really great take, talking about how he reckons there's a bit of like a short man complex.
But I know a bunch of, you know, shorter guys who, being short has become a real thing for them, and it kind of poisons every interaction with women that they have. They have, any time that someone doesn't show them interest, it comes back to them being short, and they're clearly really bitter about it, and it seeps into every aspect of their lives. It's almost sort of manosphere or red pill or black pill adjacent stuff, if not overtly in that kind of sphere. Like, the thing that is holding these people back is their bitterness and their rage and the, you know, their hurt. That's what's holding them back, not their height.
It's interesting. Yeah, I feel like, kind of going back to what we said at the start, when we first met each other, I was like, you give like short king energy.
Yeah.
And I think short king, by the way, short king and short man, different terminology.
Completely different.
If I said, you give me short man energy, you'd be like, oh, so I'm a rage, I'm a ball of rage, and you hate me.
Yes.
So I remember thinking, like, I said that, and then I was like, oh, I should be careful with that, because I do think that people can be offended by that, because there's some negative connotations about being a short guy. But there are actually so many celebrities that have kind of like turned the tide on like short man syndrome and made it into short king. And I feel like it had like a real renaissance where people were like, let's move the needle and actually celebrate these guys.
Yes.
And I feel like there were celebs who did that.
You look at like most pop culture, a lot of short kings actually crushing it at the moment. Mm. Tom Holland. Mm. And he's bagged Zendaya, objectively one of the most beautiful women on the earth. Yeah. Nobody gives him shit for it. All right. Tom Cruise, biggest action star on earth. He's like 5'6", dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they embrace it. I don't ever see Tom Cruise like stepping on a red carpet in platforms. He just knows he's Tom Cruise.
He's not wearing Cuban heels like, oh, fuck, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
He does.
Ooh.
But he's little. He's really little.
He is really little.
He's probably like 5'3".
But also, I think Bruno Mars's aura just, I'm ready to forgive it.
I genuinely think that they have done a lot of work in the short kingdom to make things like different for people. And obviously like a groundswell of like cultural difference where I think people realize they were like, there's actually too much importance placed on height right now. We need to change the narrative.
Yep, 100%.
So while obviously a lot of you did say height does matter to you when you're dating guys, 39% of you did say that you don't care about it and it's not a thing. And something that I found interesting was like the queer experience of this.
Right.
I feel like obviously, like we've mentioned before, this is a very like straight heteronormative problem in the queer world. Not an ish. So overall, the queer experience is that it doesn't really matter and that's not an issue for them. So we actually had Rustin come through and send us a voice memo talking about this.
As a queer and bisexual person, I've noticed that after coming out, first of all, no straight women wanted to date me. However, queer and bisexual women were quite happy to go out with me. Some of them were a few inches taller and it was never an issue. I love queer relationships because they don't follow societal rules rooted in patriarchy that treat women as the weaker sex or put a higher value on a person's height. Our bodies come in all shapes and forms, and as long as two people love and desire each other, they can create unforgettable memories together.
Oh, unforgettable memories.
Damn, okay, dude.
I love that.
Let's go.
You know, something you mentioned before as well. How does it actually work between two people when there is a huge height gap?
Yeah, I can't compute it. Like sometimes I was in Perth like 2 weeks ago, and I literally was walking along Scarborough Beach and I saw really, really tall guy, probably like 6'5", and a girl that was maybe 5'1".
Wow.
And I was like, what does that look like?
Yeah.
And not even me being like, what does that look like? I was like, scientifically put that on an episode of Mythbusters.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
And you know what? I'm kind of glad that Dee's not here because we can drag her.
Oh, okay.
But her and Darcy.
Right.
Tall bloke.
Not my captain.
My captain. But, you know, it's something that I, like, people actually messaged, they DM'd, and they were literally like, is Dee going to be here for this? I was like, no, actually. So we can talk about it. But, yeah, like, literally, sometimes the height difference is a big factor as to why it's impractical to even, like, fuck somebody.
Yes.
So many of people were DMing us and saying, like, I don't want a height difference. I don't care about height. In fact, I want the same difference. I want a shorter guy.
Yeah.
Loz saying shorter men have been better lovers, making up for the bedroom in their lack of height.
Let's go.
Yeah. And Gemma also sent us this.
As a woman who's 5'8", I've always been so drawn to tall men, and I've dated quite a few guys between 6'2 and 6'8". Having said this, the best sex I've ever had has been with guys who are my height. Our bodies align so much better, especially when our hips are at the same height. The struggle with taller men and the bigger height difference is that you're more limited to what positions you can do. Standing up and doggy are way harder unless they can actually hold me up. So in theory, I still love a tall man, but the shorter ones are the ones actually getting me to finish.
In theory.
Yeah, be like communism, eh?
Oh.
Yep. Yes. On paper, looks pretty good.
Looks great.
In practice,
not so
wouldn't
want
to do it.
Not so great. And like, honestly, I cannot even stress to you, like to all the guys who are average height or shorter or whatever, there were so many women who were coming through and just being like, I'm actually just looking for the same height because of this exact thing.
Yep.
And I also would say, to add on to Gemma's thing, like, it's not just like doggy and stuff like that and 69ing. It's literally like just riding on top of someone and not being able to even reach their face. Like, that is a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when me and my girlfriend first, like, just even kissed. Like, she's shorter than me. She's, like, 5'1". Mm. And I'm 6'8", as I said. But But like, just it was really awkward. Just like, not really. It was just in a nightclub or something like that. That it wasn't very storybook romantic.
Okay.
But I was kind of just like, and we kind of like bumped it. It was a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, sore neck.
A little bit, yeah. But also, she got sore like tippy toes because she was just like standing up like that the entire time. I didn't even realize.
So we also did a poll as well. We did so many polls this episode. We asked everyone dating anyone, do you think people who care about height are shallow? Now, this is interesting because I was watching this poll and it was going 50, 50, 40, 50, and it was moving around. Mm-hmm. We ended up on 46% of you saying, yes, there are more important things, and 54% of you saying you can like what you like, which I think is where you sit with this.
Yeah, I think, sure. Of course, there are more important things, but at the end of the day, like, it is the first thing when you meet someone. Are you attracted to them? Mm-hmm. If you're not, sorry, in the relationship I'm in now, I'm quite enjoying like the height difference. I like feeling like a little bit taller, and like, I mean, you're looking at me now, I'm not the most masculine bloke you've ever seen, so it's nice to kind of maybe pretend to feel like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, like what you like, dude.
Well, Ruby says, I think it's fair to have preferences, but I don't think it should be a requirement, which I think is kind of a good maybe middle ground on that, where it's like, sure, you can have your preference, but like, be a little bit open-minded.
Yes.
Something that I could be definitely taking a note out of their book.
Yep.
Imogen saying, people can't help how tall they are. Not dating someone because of their height is so shallow. Look, again, another person here, Rhea, saying, call me shallow, but I'm not vibing unless he's 6'4". My partner is 6'7", and he's a dreamboat. So
I get it.
You know, that's fair. I think there were a lot of people, though, that were really in the camp of, like, there's more to a person. And, like, that was something that really came through in the DM. So, Dana saying, I'm 5'10", and it's hot dating a shorter guy. It takes tons of confidence as they try harder.
Yeah.
Simon saying, you're thinking about the wrong things if this matters for a relationship, which is, like, if you want to settle down with someone and have, like, a life partner, if they're ticking, like, every box for you, and then you're just like, yeah, but they're also an inch shorter than me.
Yeah.
Maybe reassess.
Yes, you will be alone for quite some time.
Correct.
Yeah. But yeah, sure, when you get in a booty call, go for the height, dude.
Exactly. Tanisha here saying, I used to be a heightist, but I met the short king of my life, 5'8", and everything changed.
Let's go.
I guess it's like a bit like you've got to be open-minded.
Yes.
We also got Imogen to talking about this as well, about the discrimination being ridiculous.
I just feel like rejecting someone for how tall or short they are is just really discriminatory. Like, think about how you'd feel if a date rejected you because you've got like a big nose or crooked teeth. That's literally no different, because I just can't imagine someone meeting, you know, the love of their life and saying, well, you're 5'6", so no thanks.
If they're the love of your life, you're probably not going to give that much of a shit.
Exactly.
But I just think if I went on a random date and we weren't quite vibing and there was something I wasn't attracted to, if I saw the crooked teeth, I'd be like, actually love you. I'm a Collingwood supporter. Thank you so much. But like stuff like that, I think it's just like, I don't know. I think discriminatory is a little bit of a stretch.
It's a huge take on that, for sure.
Yes.
I think, okay, this is where it's tricky. And often with these episodes, there's no right or wrong answer. We're just unpacking it. We're exploring it with you. And we often don't really get to a conclusion.
Yes.
But it's like, make up your own mind, I guess, about understanding where the height discrimination, in quotation marks, comes from.
Yep.
Understanding like the historical and societal like importance of that and how we've grown and taught to care about this kind of stuff, masculinity and femininity, but also respect your own preferences and enjoy what you enjoy.
Yep.
Be open-minded. And also, for anyone who is feeling like not confident about their height, like we've been saying like again and again, it's like, it's about the confidence. It's about leaning in. This has been so fun, Blake. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us about this. I'm so glad that you were here to do this, because I love to hear what you say about it, and like bringing your own experiences, especially as a guy, I think is really important. Yep. So thanks for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
No worries.
I appreciate it.
And thank you to everyone who brought in a DM, a hot take, a story as well on your voice memos. If you ever want to contribute, or if you ever have a question or a dilemma you want us to cover, @JJTheHookup is where you can find us. And we'll catch you next time. Triple J.